A quarter after 11 p.m. on July 9th, the Coast Guard received a call. The master of a tug driving near Wrangell, 6 miles west of Zarembo Island, needed medical help.
It was at the point where this guy now, he just needs to get off the boat. He needed a higher level of care. In this case, he needed to get surgery pretty quickly.
Lieutenant Tim Christensen was the hoist pilot on the Coast Guard's medevac flight, the pilot maneuvering the MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter while other crew retrieved the tug master. The Coast Guard published a video of the rescue.
Easy forward right. And hold. Prepare to take the load. Taking the load. And fastest on swim.
The initial details were that there was a tugboat captain that had some form of a debilitating injury that might have been happening for a little while now, so it's gotten worse.
Christensen says the crew from Sitka was in the air about half an hour after the call. They were able to get the tugmaster back to help in Sitka within a few hours.
There was an on-call surgeon that fit the bill for what they needed to help the gentleman. And so we were able just to pull right from the boat and come right back here to Sitka where we came from to start with.
The 99-foot tug Mickey Hanna and the barge it was pulling was able to continue on its southbound route. Christensen says he understood it would meet additional crew in Ketchikan.
The first mate of that vessel was a very competent mariner from what we understand, so he was going to continue to sail that boat with the barge down to Ketchikan.
Christensen says that even though Southeast Alaska has a whole lot of waterways, it's actually less common for the Coast Guard in this area to do a medevac from the water.
These are the type of calls that we are always ready and geared to do. We don't see as much of it here in Southeast Alaska. We do a lot more of the land-based medical evacuations.
While the conditions were a bit windy, Christensen says the medevac went well overall, thanks to his own team and also the quick thinking of the tug's first mate.
The first mate, like I said, being a very competent mariner, he was able to kind of adjust his course for a better flying profile for the helicopter to just kind of help us out as well. So I think everything worked out very well in the sense of like the good weather, his ability to maneuver the boat. And then again, my crew in the back are absolute top notch, and they were able to get it. We were able to get in and out of there pretty quickly. I think we were off scene in less than 30 minutes after arriving on scene. So very, very quickly executed.
Coast Guard Air Station Sitka covers the entirety of Southeast Alaska from the Dixon entrance north to Central Alaska and from the U.S.-Canadian border west to the Gulf of Alaska. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.